in Bosnia, the war is now being run by other means. It's being run by statements, by news media, by media very much. Divisions are deep. Divisions now are deeper in Bosnia than at the time of the war. For example, during the war, at least people who happened to be besieged in Sarajevo, no matter if they were Serbs, Croats, Muslims or whatever, they were sharing and they were doing things together, they were helping each other to survive. And it was not absolutely, it was not something you would feature as a story. You know, it was normal. Mm. Nowadays, I mean, we even make, when a Muslim is marrying a Serb, it makes a story today. Mm. It's sad. It's first of all, media situation is different in each of Balkan countries. For example, in Serbia, media are very much still influenced by state and by political groups and by certain business groups as well. In Bosnia, there is a big difference between Banja Luka, which is Serb capital of Serb Republic, and newspaper or television or radio station in Sarajevo. There is what is missing there. There is no public broadcaster. I mean, there is a station which is called public broadcaster, but in real life, nobody is serving public. Media are serving very, very narrow political interests of small groups. And in that sense, Radio Free Europe is actually the only independent voice and the only voice which is not influenced by local forces. And that is why it's trusted, and that is why it has respect among audience, and that is why we have over 100 affiliate stations in the region, and Radio Free Europe is really considered an important player, in spite of the fact that we are small.